Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. With growing evidence of the Delta variant's transmissibility, businesses are weighing what their role should be to enforce mask wearing. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports.
At the King of Shave in Philadelphia's Gayborhood, owner Diego Rivera says he's wearing a mask while cutting hair to protect his kids, who are too young to be vaccinated.
I got two girls, and every time when I go home, I just clean my car, I clean my hands, I clean everything.
One swivel chair over, barber Gene Gallagher goes about his haircut unmasked.
Because I'm with this gentleman, we're in our close environment. He's vaccinated, I'm vaccinated.
The city of Philadelphia recommends everyone wear a mask indoors now if you're in a public space where you can't be sure if everyone is vaccinated. That's because while vaccines protect the recipient from becoming sick, masks help slow the spread between people. But not every business owner wants to take on enforcing what is only a recommendation and not a requirement.
I personally don't feel I need to create any more separation or guidelines or restrictions.
That's Heather Rice, the owner of Amrita Yoga in Fishtown. She's adapted her business since March 2020 to allow for indoor, outdoor, and online classes, which she hopes will meet everyone's personal comfort level without having to police mask wearing or vaccination. Restaurants, some of the businesses hardest hit by the pandemic, are concerned about a return to harsher business restrictions if things keep getting worse, says Ben Falecha of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association.
I mean, they're just very nervous.
As a result, some want to go above and beyond the recommendation, requiring staff to wear masks. And at least one restaurant in Wayne, Pennsylvania, will start requiring proof of vaccination to dine indoors next week. Back at the King of Shave, Gallagher the barber says they're getting ready to roll out their own vaccine passport rule, but only to get the barbershop's signature service.
When it comes to getting a shave or anything, we're going to have to be in front of their face, then they have to have proof of vaccination.
That's the only way, he says, they feel comfortable getting pre-COVID close. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.